So what did you see the offense doing better in the fourth quarter and late in the third quarter on Sunday compared to what you saw in the first couple, the first, say, 25 minutes?
Yeah, just overall better execution, more attention to detail, and overall, you know, better plays. And so I think just at the end of the day, we just, like we have to do, is we improved and believe, obviously, that we've got to do it quicker in the game, improve at a more rapid pace, obviously.
Bill, what sort of changes have you seen from this Jets defense since the first time you played them, if any?
Yeah, I don't really see a lot of changes. See a really good defense. A lot of guys contributing to, you know, to their success right now. And you know, obviously with Cromartie and Revis, two really solid corners, and really good safety in Jimmy Leonard in the secondary. And then their front with Bart Scott and David Harris, Calvin Pace. Those guys are doing a good job at linebacker. And the defensive line, obviously, is playing very well right now. So it's, you know, like it is every week in this league, it's going to be a real challenge for us.
So was there something you saw in Brady's fundamentals that kind of led him to be uncharacteristically inaccurate early on?
No, I don't see anything with his fundamentals. I just think that we all have to do a better job. I really believe that, Ian. I think that we got to do a better job coaching. We got to do a better job playing, and we just have to do a better job in the game of executing and taking what the defense gives us, and then obviously moving the ball and scoring touchdowns. So, just everybody needs to do better. It's a long season, and this is going to be a tough game for us. But we've really got to start improving, obviously, right now.
Can you discuss what facing a team for the second time kind of means for you? I mean, obviously, whatever you guys did last time worked, but then you figure they'll study that. So talk sure. about what you'll kind of go through this week.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, when you in these divisional games, I can remember, I think it was last year or a few months ago when Bill talked about when he was with the Giants and they would play the Eagles and the Redskins and the Cowboys every single year, and you know how difficult that was because they knew each other so well, and it's very similar for us with the Jets. And you know, obviously, there's a lot of strategy involved, and so you know there's from game to game, and each time you play them, there's a little bit different you know style of play from each side of the ball. So you know, we just have to do a great job of preparing our guys this week for that, and making sure that you know we try not to repeat the same mistakes that we made in the first game, and build on some of the things we did well from the first game.
So, are you more likely to find areas of improvement after a loss, or are there more things to assess after a loss, or is it kind of equal no matter what the result when you're looking at your offense?
We're definitely, you know, very critical of ourselves, you know, as coaches and players. So I think there's mistakes, whether it's a win or a loss, that you're looking to correct every week. And that's you just really striving to improve every week. And it's no different this week. You know, we're a team right now that, you know, wants to go out there and obviously play better. We've got to practice better. We've got to help the players better from a coaching standpoint with some of the things that we're going to do. And we're putting together that game plan right now and hopefully have a good week and go down there and be ready to go.
Bill, last week you talked about wanting to get Taylor Price more involved. And was it disappointing he wasn't able to go? And are you hoping for the same thing this week against the Jets, perhaps seeing him and again, getting him more involved?
Yeah, I was disappointed for him. You know, you can't control injuries, and you know he's a good kid and he's worked hard. But really, as it related to that question last week, I really would like to get a lot of people involved We play a lot of guys, and each game we go into it with that thought process, and then obviously we take what the defense gives us. So, like in this past game, you know, Wes and Rob had a bunch of catches, but hopefully in the next game, you know, we can get some more guys involved. So it's not just one guy. It's trying to get a lot of guys involved.
Bill, it seemed like Ocho Cinco Chad was in there a little bit more this past week. Do you feel like is he at a point now? Was that indicative of where he's at with the offense and being involved, or was that situational?
As usual with that position, like I said with the previous question, we're really trying to, you know, play a bunch of guys and see who can contribute, and those guys have been practicing really well, and Chad's definitely in that group, and he's done some good things, and we've got to do a better job of get him the ball and things like that, but that would go for everybody, and so again, we got to do a really good job of coaching that position this week, and hopefully, you know, we'll get some more guys contributing in the game on Sunday.
Bill, you guys will go into this week a pretty crazy atmosphere, like you did in Pittsburgh and Oakland and whatever. Yep. I'm wondering, what does it do for the week of practice for you guys? I mean, we always hear the old rap music blaring at practice for noise and all that, but how does that change or alter how you guys work at practice?
Yeah, that's, you know, again, that's communication is going to be a really big deal down there because they have a great crowd and a very loud crowd. So we've got to do a good job of communicating with each other, all the positions, and we'll definitely practice that, you know, each and every play this week in practice. And that's something that Bill does, you know, a really good job of obviously getting us ready for with the crowd noise and things like that. So we'll that'll definitely be a part of what we have to do to be successful in the game.
Bill, we saw a lot of Danny Woodhead, particularly down the stretch in the fourth quarter on Sunday. How did he look to you, and how did he do with the opportunities that were presented to him?
He did a good job. I think that's been a very productive position for us, whether it's run or pass in the past, and definitely this season. And Danny's had a couple injury deals this year, but when he's been in there, he's been productive and been a solid player for us.
So how much does not having a legitimate deep threat to stretch the field hurt or hinder your offense?
Again, I don't really agree with that. I think we have guys that can stretch the field. We have guys that are, you know, good vertical receivers, some guys that do a little bit of both, intermediate receivers, short receivers, as far as short area, you know, as far as the zones are concerned. So I don't necessarily agree with that. I just think, again, we've got to do a better job of coaching, playing, and go out there and actually, you know, show what we're capable of doing, and hopefully we do that this week.